The Men Who Would Be King, an almost epic tale of moguls, movies, and a company called DreamWorks, by Nicole Laporte, narrated by Stephen Hoy. Copyright 2010 by Nicole Laporte. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Houghton Mifflin Harcourt Publishing Company and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. A note to listeners. How do you tell the DreamWorks story? Few corporate figures, politicians, or celebrities are more determined to control what's written about them than blockbuster movie director Steven Spielberg, inexhaustible studio executive Jeffrey Katzenberg, and billionaire music mogul David Geffen. These are the men who, in 1994, founded DreamWorks, the much-touted movie studio, the first created in 60 years, where they labored in varying degrees of togetherness until recently. Despite the fact that their products depend on publicity and exposure, and that their carefully tended reputations have been created to a degree in partnership with the press, all three rejected my entreaties to interview them for this book. These are not peacocks who drop their plumage for Oprah or Barbara or nearly anyone, particularly when the story doesn't end with them smiling triumphantly as the credits roll. As the DreamWorks partners know all too well, journalism in Hollywood is a tricky business. It is often a tool to be enlisted on background when there is an axe to grind or an agenda to advance. Media relations in Hollywood often involve unspoken trade-offs. If the powerful get buffed and polished, they give beneficial friendships, exclusive scoops, trips on the...